It's officially fall with the autumnal equinox tomorrow, but even before it's official, it seems like fall in some parts of the country. We've been getting anecdotal reports that leaves are changing color early this year. Conventional wisdom has it that drought is to blame, but we decided to call a leaf expert to get at the colorful truth. Paul Schauberg is a research plant physiologist with the U.S. Forest Service, and he joins us from Burlington, Vermont. Paul, what's it look like outside your window right now?
Well, Burlington being down in the valley, it's actually looking pretty summery still here. But just get out of the valley a little bit, and you start seeing a tree here or there starting to change into its fall color, especially some trees that are turning red a little early.
Now, can we say that drought is the reason for what might be an early leaf peeping season there?
Well, what we do here at the Forest Service is we look at how stress impacts trees. And we actually just finished a study along with the University of Vermont looking at how certain kinds of stress, nutrient changes, for example, can make trees turn color early. And we found that with that nutrient stress, low nitrogen in particular, made the leaves turn red earlier and more brilliantly. The stress does directly biochemically induce the production of this red pigment, a pigment that doesn't even exist in the leaf most of the rest of the year.
But don't some trees naturally turn red or other colors? They're not all stressed out, right?
That's right. There are certain trees, for example, a species called red maple, which is called red maple in part because it's a tree here or there that looks scarlet red. But if you look out at the general forest, and, you know, if I were on top of a mountain nearby and I in mid-fall, I would see a mosaic of yellow and green and a little bit of red. But we see a big difference across that landscape over time from year to year, and especially how much red is there. In the trees we've monitored over the last several years, last year, for example, there was a twice as much red evident in the crowns of those trees than any other year that we've monitored them. And it happened to be that last year around here was a high drought year. Now, are they connected? We're experimentally testing that now by actually tricking individual branches of trees into drought and trying to see if that triggers preferentially this red pigment expression.
Hmm. Is it possible that there's a positive benefit then from a leaf turning red, that's a positive response to stress?
It's uncertain what that is, but biochemically, folks have analyzed this red pigment and found out that it does do some good things for the leaf. For example, one idea is that red pigment may act like a kind of sunscreen, protecting a leaf from excessive light as the leaf is kind of dying off gradually. And the idea there is if you can protect the leaf and have it last long enough on the tree that the leaf could also absorb it, the nutrients and sugars that are in that leaf as it's declining, at least you're getting something back on this dying tissue. So maybe the sunscreen idea is the answer, but we're examining all different possibilities of what the advantage of red might be.
I've got to ask you, on weekends during leaf season, do mm-hmm. you go out and peep?
Oh, sure. I went out last weekend and brought my camera around and was trying to see how early it was and which trees were going. I'm a sucker for it, just like everybody is.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Schauberg studies leaves at the U.S. Forest Service in Burlington, Vermont.